Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hey, this is BJ. Thanks for listening to our show's podcast. If you're a fan of all things geeky, you should check out my other podcast, BJ Shea's Geek Nation. We have new episodes every day, and you can check it out at bjgeeknation.com.
Your wages are being garnished. We can stop that now. It's hard enough to pay your bills when things are good, let alone when a big chunk of your take-home pay is gone before you even get your check. I'm bankruptcy attorney Travis Gagné, and I can stop the garnishment and get the creditors off your back immediately, often the same day as our consultation. Both Chapter 7 and 13 provide bankruptcy relief, but choosing the right chapter is crucial. In a free consultation, we can create a plan to get your finances back under your control. The chapter you choose sets the tone for the next chapter of your life. Please contact me today at choosetherightchapter.com. That's choosetherightchapter.com.
99.9 KISW, the Rock of Seattle. Your Ride the Turtle station? Is that what, we're going to say here?
Yeah. The Turtle.
All right. I feel like if I call it the Ride the Turtle Station, then Ryan Castle, the drunk in charge, might have to get involved and pull the whole project.
I like turtles.
That's what I think I'm going to try that.
Or he'll fully embrace it and actually change the name.
No.
Nice.
Yeah. Yeah, we don't need that.
A lot of people were wondering why when we took our little group shot of all of us wearing the Ride the Turtle shirts that BJ wasn't seen in the picture.
I wonder why that is. Perhaps, maybe, I don't know, some people like the shirt and... other person doesn't.
It's the hottest selling shirt in the Rock Shop. Get it before it's gone because it's a limited edition t-shirt, BJ.
Yeah, sure it is. Yeah, please get it so it is gone. That's what other... That's not my... See, get it so it is gone. Go to the Rock Shop today, KISW.com.
Let's play B Mix.
It's time to play the game.
Yeah! We might be your turtle station, but it's Thursday, so let's get cracking!
Release the Kraken!
Big day today. Big day!
Big announcement.
So, yep. 10 a.m., big announcement that they're going to be selling Choco Tacos at the Green AF Arena.
Yes.
Yes. Well, probably something a little more important than that.
Maybe a new coach is announced. I have no idea yet.
Yeah. It'll be very exciting. Let's get to our contestant. We got Zach in Marysville. Zach, are you there?
I am.
Excellent. All right, Steve, get out of here! For those playing at home, Zach will have 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. Zach, are you okay over there?
Yeah, I just hung up the gas pump.
Oh, okay. It sounded like you fell over or something.
Yeah, take it easy.
You have 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you will only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
I am.
What actor played Billy Ray Valentine in the 80s comedy Trading Places?
Skip, pass.
What does the S stand for in NASCAR?
Sport?
No.
Speed?
No.
Shoot.
No. What is a group of crows called?
A gang.
No.
A flock.
No.
A pack.
No. The first Starbucks opened in what early 70s year?
71?
Yes. How many currency mints are there in the U.S.?
Currency mints. 5?
No.
10.
No.
7.
No. In a P2P network, what does the P stand for?
Player?
No.
Person?
No.
P2P Network. Pass.
What group in the late 90s had a hit song titled Say My Name?
TLC?
No.
Oh.
Zach got
it. Bad.
You got one. You got
wow.
one.
Yeah.
Woo! You're number one, Zach. So, you kind of skew a little toward the younger side, and these are a little bit older questions.
Well, yeah, a bit older questions. So,
sometimes the questions just don't match up with the contestant.
And whose fault is that, I wonder?
The universe?
Jeopardy is an old person show, and so if you're stealing your questions from the old person show.
I didn't steal these questions probably from Jeopardy. I don't really remember where I got these ones.
Sure you didn't.
Well, hey, Steve's back. We don't need to talk about that. Steve! Are you ready?
Release the Kraken.
Which actor played Billy Ray Valentine in the 80s comedy Trading Places?
Eddie Murphy.
Yes. What does the S stand for in NASCAR?
Steve.
No.
Stock.
Yes. Yeah. What is a group of crows called?
Murder.
Yes.
Murder of crows.
The first Starbucks opened in which early 70s year?
72.
No.
71.
Yes. How many currency mints are there in the U.S.?
Holly asking me these questions. 69.
No.
100.
Yeah. No.
24.
No. In a P2P network, what does the P stand for?
Peen.
No.
Peer?
Yes.
Nice.
What group had the late 90s hit song titled Say My Name?
Say my name, say my name.
It's Destiny's Child.
Yes.
Years.
What is the only continent without native reptiles or snakes?
Africa.
No.
North America.
No.
Antarctica.
Yes.
Duh.
Atticus Finch is the name of the narrator's father in which classic 1960 novel?
I don't know. Tom Brady's friends.
Tom Brady's friends?
Tom Brady's friends.
No.
Hey. Tom Sawyer.
No. Yeah, 1, 2,
Mark
three.
Twain.
No, at least you got a book there. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. You win 7 because Zach got one.
Yeah, so, exactly. We knew what was going to happen, Zach. But thanks for playing, buddy.
Yeah.
All right, there
he
goes
left.
Zach. Zach decided, I don't even want to say goodbye to you people.
Ooh, nice. The sweetest of victories.
Yeah.
You're going. There were moments throughout this victory that
Steve looked less sweet in his victory.
Oh,
This is a spanking, so, I mean.
Yeah. 7-1. What do you want from me?
Well, yeah, but I mean, some of the questions you really showed. It was, I feel like, a regular contestant probably could have made it a better game.
What, you're calling Zach irregular?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I mean, you get one right, you pretty much, you're in the lower percentile.
So Atticus Finch was a character in which classic 1960 novel?
Is that Death of a Salesman?
No.
To Kill a Mockingbird.
Yes, To Kill a Mockingbird.
Yeah, good job, Vicky.
And then how many currency mints are there in the U.S.? These are the ones that make the coins and stuff, you know?
Yeah,
I was wondering when you said currency mints, I was going to be so mad at you if it wasn't coins. Like, if you were going to consider paper. If it was going to be paper money, I'd be like, okay. I mean, but, so what is that? 4 or 5, right?
It's 4, yes.
Yeah.
Good job.
Oh, so we're talking just like coins.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. I don't know why I was thinking like those like fancy, like, you know, gold commemorative mint. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I know what you're talking about. The special, yeah.
I was like, I have no idea.
That you would see on like QVC or something ridiculous.
I didn't know there was a limit to those.
Are we not counting 50 cent pieces and $2 bills, though? Or are they just counting the penny, dime, nickel, and quarter?
What? I don't know. I imagine that they would just make those all at the same currency mint, like, you know, because that's where they make the official US currency.
Did I accidentally get it right? I was thinking, like, how many different kinds of currencies that do they mint? Like, you know, like a quarter, a dime.
Oh, yeah, no. Literally, it's the one where the locations where they produce them. Yeah.
How would anybody know that? That seems like a random. Like I thought it was right though.
If you look at a coin, yeah, I guess, yeah. If you look at a coin, a lot of them will have a letter next to them or underneath it.
I was about to reach my pocket. I don't remember the last time I even had a coin in my pocket.
Like, and what's the letter say?
Sometimes it'll say like a D or an S or a P, and those ones are Denver, Philadelphia, and San Francisco, and then they also do it at West Point as well.
So.
Is this, I mean, did you have this knowledge before you asked this question?
Absolutely. Oh. Yeah. I always wondered about those, like the little letters. I always wondered about that. So
I didn't know those letters were on there.
Wow. Okay. Well, that's, then never mind. Then you're absolutely right. If there's only four places, that's the answer. But boy, I accidentally got that right.
Yeah, you did. Cause you're just thinking about all, that's why I was asking about that question. I was like, I don't know that. That's not what I was asking.
Yeah, I guess not. Okay.
Hey, you lucked into it. So congrats. And also,
hey, good for me. Too bad I wasn't playing.
And, well, Steve wasn't. He won. So congrats, Steve.
Yes.
I don't think we should congratulate him for that.
Seven right. What do you want from me, man?
Yeah, I'm sorry, but I. Well, that's fantastic for you. Got a new study. Found out that 3 in 5 people say they remember every second of the first live concert they ever attended. And is that the case for pretty much everybody on this fine program?
I don't know if I remember every second, but I remember a lot of details, more so than most concerts. I remember who I went with, Tom Condon. It was in high school. We went and saw Motley Crue at the Meadowlands Arena, or as every metal band that ever played the Meadowlands Arena around that time, they would call it the Metallands Arena.
Metal!
That's awesome. I thought that was pretty funny. Yeah, and then I see Aerosmith, they say the same joke. Then I see Skid Row, they had the same joke. So it was like, maybe they just passed it along to each other, but it's Motley Crue, and it was the Dr. Feelgood tour, if I remember correctly.
Man.
And at one point, Tommy Lee went above the entire crowd. He, like, his drum set was on like this like little moving thing. It didn't go upside down, but it just went across the entire arena. And he was wearing like a thong, and he dropped drumsticks from the sky. And man, I was so sad. I was nowhere near catching one. I wasn't even in the right section, but I just wanted one so bad. But it was weird because you'd look up and you just basically see Tommy Lee's crack.
Yeah.
Wow. Lucky you.
Yeah.
So I wonder if that was intentional. If like he's like, I'm going to show the ladies my butt.
Yes.
Probably. And I also think Tommy Lee just that was just his thing. Like he wore next to nothing back in those days.
Yeah. I guess that was his thing, as it were.
See, I was wondering if you were considering, like, your first that you went to in terms of the one that you chose to go to. Because my first concert was technically Alan Jackson at this Albuquerque Zoo. But I don't remember that one because I was like 3.
Yeah, that doesn't count.
Yeah.
I got to be thinking it's the first one you chose to go to. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. My first one was The Offspring.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Ooh, wow. The Offspring at the convention, at the Albuquerque Convention Center.
So your all-time favorite band was your first concert.
Yeah, May 12th, 2001. Is when I first saw him. It was the Conspiracy of One tour, and they played with Reverend Horton Heat.
Nice.
And a local band called Left Unsaid. And I just remember waiting in line. My mom dropped me and some friends off and just waiting in line in the anticipation, and they made us sit down until like the lights went off, and we all just stood up, and then I just remember all the weed smell came like the minute the lights turned off. And ever since then, I was immediately into shows.
That's awesome. I do remember even being at my buddy Tom Condon's apartment. And I remember and he was like, we were just drinking. It might have been like Mountain Dews or something. Like, it was something that I couldn't necessarily, it was like, that was our pre-funk. He was like, you want some of this? And I'm like, yeah. So we just drinking like a ton of it. So we were wired. By the time we got in the car for his parents to drive us there, we were like, let's go, Motley Crue.
Yeah.
I thought you were going to say like you had you went to a quote unquote concert or a show in someone's house.
Oh.
Because I thought where that was going, because like that was technically the first show I ever went to was my buddies, you know, had an emo band, and we watched them play in their basement, which was like down the road from my house. But my first concert experience, I don't remember because I think I slept through part of it.
Well, that's a shock.
All right, nice.
I've been with you at shows where you've fallen asleep.
Well, it was on a Tuesday night, and I saw like one of those, it's an instrumental band, but it's all kind of weird. I can't really explain it. It's a band called God is an Astronaut. And it sounds really awesome if you're stoned, but we went on a Tuesday night, and the boyfriend I had at the time, him and I, like, I think we worked really early in the morning, so it's like 10 o'clock, 11 o'clock, and we're both falling asleep in the back of El Corazon, and that's...
Okay.
But I remember going up there, I'm like, cool, this is going to be a concert. I'm like, this is not the band you want to see live. Because it's not a party unless you're really stoned.
Yeah, okay, I gotcha.
It's one of those just like flowy...
Sounds like the Grateful Dead.
I actually don't think I know the Grateful, like the music of Grateful Dead.
Yeah,
I know
that's
Ben.
What I was at a Grateful. Yeah, I was okay, at a Grateful like Dead show, and I was not stoned. And I'm like, this music is crap. Live, it was even worse. And I remember it was sacrilege to say that to anybody, but I said, you're all high right now. I'm telling you right now, if you weren't high, you'd be thinking the same thing I would. These guys play like crap. The music is crap. And then, you know, but everybody's stoned or altered in some way. And I remember that thinking like, God, these guys, you have to see these guys high or it's just not the same.
Man, that, for me, that Motley Crue show then set the bar high because they were, that was when they were like fully sober and they were playing like, they were just an unstoppable force there, man. And I think it was Skid Row. Yep, it was Skid Row that opened for them. And that was like when their album first came out, their debut record.
Wow, there's a show.
Oh, dude, everything about it was just awesome. They said, yeah. Rev, what about you? Was it orgy?
No, it wasn't orgy. I don't think orgy was around at that point. Good God. No, the first one actually was Aerosmith at the Tacoma Dome, I think, in 90 awesome. For the Pump Tour.
I went to that tour, too.
Really?
Dude, not here, but in New
York. Oh, I was like, damn.
I saw them at the Meadowlands, but...
The Meadowlands!
Was it Skid Row also that opened for them?
I have no idea. Like, I don't remember anybody because I was such a fledgling with when it comes to music at that point. It was my mom's friends, and they were like, you've never been to a rock concert before. Let's do this. And I got to go to it. We were just up in the front of the crowd, and I just remember getting squished because I was only like 11 years old at the time, or 10. So it was amazing and awesome, but I don't remember anything. Actually, I remember Steven Tyler saying something, like being like, yeah, this is before we go out on another leg of the tour. And I was like, that's cool. And I don't remember any of the songs. I don't remember anything other than getting squished in the crowd.
So you think people are lying in this survey saying they remember every second?
I feel like they
must be lying like hell. And even the idea, remember every second. You can remember a lot of moments, but yeah, it seems like a lot of you guys don't remember much.
No, I remember more than I would usually remember, though. You know what I mean? Like, I definitely don't remember, like, every song that they played. Because, like, Aerosmith, I think, was the second show. And I think the third show I went to, all at the Meadowlands, was Warrant and Poison.
Wow.
You had a type, that's for sure. You were into it.
Spandex and big hair.
Yeah, you were into it, buddy.
Also, did I. My second one was Good Charlotte and Mess at the Sunshine Theater.
Yeah. Shocking,
right? Wow.
We knew our brand back then.
I would never have thought that, Danny.
Warrant opened, and they did Cherry Pie, and then they were performing Cherry Pie. The guitarist puts his face in his amp and, like, just spits out cherries. It was like
Well, that's awesome.
How much drugs they were doing that they thought this is the idea.
All of them.
Awkward. It's like he's pantomiming doing something.
Yeah. Oh, there we go.
The amp has become his lady. And then he turns around and just spits out all these cherries. And of course, we're all just stupid sheep because we're like, yeah!
I'm not going to lie, that is awesome. That is fantastic.
I'm buying your shirt.
Yeah. Come on, Steve. Yeah. How is a young hormonal dude is not going to like react well to that?
Right. And don't get me wrong. If I was in the band, I'd probably do the exact same thing. If you're like in that band and you're like known for that song, like screw it. You know what would be funny if I just spit out a bunch of cherries.
Yeah. I think that's a fantastic move. Oh, that's great. We got a guy that legally changed his name to John Cena, and he's not even a fan of wrestling. So why did he do this? I'll tell you at 7:21 on The Rock.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9
KISW, The Rock of Seattle. A 23-year-old man named Lewis Oldfield from England legally changed his name to John Cena after a night of debauchery.
Wow.
I love this guy already.
Yeah, Lewis.
My name's boring. I'm going with John Cena.
Yeah. He recently linked up with some friends who found themselves wrestling with each other after throwing back a few drinks. One of his buddies called him John Cena while playing the role of the announcer. And then Lewis was dared to legally change his name to John Cena. And he's like, all right, that's what I'm going to do. And he shelled out over $100 to change his name and his passport to legally now be John Cena.
It's a man who's he's up for a party. You know John Cena wants a party.
Yeah, and best part is that John Cena isn't even a fan of pro wrestling. He was just, drunk and said, sure, I'll wrestle around with you guys, but he doesn't know anything about the sport, doesn't care. But he says, I am committed to embracing my new name.
Gosh, Vicky, show me a picture of him, and he's wearing a John Cena t-shirt. This guy is the best.
Wow.
How do you think his family feels about this?
Oh, yeah. Usually, like, a name in England, I mean, it's usually an old family tradition. I feel like they're probably not happy with this at all.
PJ, I think everywhere your name is an old family tradition. Passed on from generations and generations.
That's very true.
You're an American, it's an old family tradition to have a name.
Yeah. England's a bit staunchy, though, you know what I mean? So it's, I would just feel like that they, you know, they don't embrace the new people making up their own names or doing whatever as much as we do. I could be making that all up, but you're right. I mean, most families would not be happy about this.
Yeah, mom and dad, like, we named you Lewis. You're part of the Oldfield family, and now all of a sudden you're John Cena?
He's John Cena. That's, he's, like you said, Steve, he's committed to the party. He surely is.
Now, it's the lukewarm topic of the day.
So, this guy legally changed his name to John Cena due to a drunk dare. Based on this, we want to know, what ridiculous thing did you do all because of a dare? 206-421-ROCK, text us at 77999. What ridiculous thing did you do all because of a dare? Your calls, your texts, after Audio Slave on The Rock.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle. A guy legally changed his name to John Cena due to a drunk dare. So based on this, we want to know, what ridiculous thing did you do all because of a dare? 206-421-ROCK, text us at 77999. Chris in Seattle, you are on The Rock.
Yo, 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 what's going on?
Hey, what's up, Chris? What you do, buddy? Was it you? Were you the one that was there and you did it?
Yeah. I was at a party. It was a punk show that was going on. There was like five bands playing, and the night was winding down, and my friends decided to ask me to streak through from the basement all the way out the front door.
That's it. You Frank the Tanked it, baby.
Oh, yeah. Hey, I wasn't completely naked. I was wearing a hat.
Oh, well, all right. Well, oh, good. I mean, yeah, well.
What kind of hat were you wearing?
It was a baseball cap, a Seahawks baseball cap.
Go Hawks.
Nice. That's right. You know what? You were classy.
My favorite part of that was I went from the kitchen into the living room and people were just kind of winding down, sitting on the couch, and they see me and dude looks at me and goes, now that guy knows how to party.
Yeah. That's awesome, man. Look at that. So, and did you know many people at this party?
A small amount.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Not a lot of people.
Yeah.
Did you get invited back to that party?
That's a good question. Yeah. Yeah, I definitely would be inviting that dude back to a party. You know, I what the hell? He knows, like the guy said, he knows how to party.
Taking off clothes is always a fun one for dares, because that's the one I thought of when back in the day we were doing one of our radio festival shows called Board This or Board Stiff. It was at the Snoqualmie Pass.
Yeah,
so they have a bunch of bands playing in the freezing cold. It was always a blast. Blink-182 did it one time, Cypress Hill, Offspring as well. But one of the bands that did it was Silverchair. And I was a big fan of Silverchair. And everybody was like, okay, we're going to do the stage announcement. And I was working with Andy and Andy Savage at the time. And he's like, I dare you, when we come out for the stage announcement, to take off your shirt. I was like, yeah, I'll do that. I'm a friend.
Oh, yeah, that,
like,
that. That's easy. I mean, right. As far as it does, it's not going to get you in too much trouble, that's for sure.
No, and he's like, it'll be hilarious. I'm like, okay, totally in. So happens, he goes out there first. I come out and I throw off my shirt and I'm just pale, pasty.
Yeah.
Idiot. And I'm like, this is so awesome. And then as we're walking back off, I make eye contact with the members of Silverchair, who I'm a big fan of. And they all give me the look of, what is wrong with you? Like, it was like, they were embarrassed to have to be sharing the stage with, you know what I mean? It's like, dude, we're a serious band. Why are you shirtless in the winter? And I was like, you're right. Like,
oh, man. I would hope that they actually would be like, this dude knows how to party.
No, they didn't think it was very cool. And I don't blame them. Like, you know, they're there to do their thing. And there's some idiot kid in his 20s shirtless yelling and screaming on a microphone.
You were hyping the crowd up.
Yeah. Maybe you can call it that, Rev.
Maybe
sure.
Not. Okay.
Oh, man. I don't know. I feel like you shouldn't be judged for that. I feel like, you know, it's like, oh, this kid's nuts. This is perfect.
Well, imagine you're about to do something, perform your art. And right before you go out there to perform your RP, there's just this random shirtless guy that's like trying to steal the spotlight.
I feel like it depends on the band. I feel like Steel Panther would have loved that.
Oh, Steel Panther would have probably pantsed me at that point.
Yeah, exactly. You know, there are certain bands I think that would, even Motley Crue would have embraced that. I mean, there's a lot of bands that would have embraced that. So,
and it's Silverchair think they're too cool for school, but I mean, it was just an awkward situation.
Yeah, well, I guess I'd have to be there, but I enjoyed it. Of course, Andy was really good at creating a lot of those situations.
And I thought it was just a harm. I'm like, yeah, I'll do that. That sounds easy. And everything felt great until
I looked at
you. But it was cold, man. Jeez. And that might have been
it was.
Maybe they're like, look, man, we don't need to be like making eye contact with a guy whose turkeys are done right before we're about to play.
Oh, there is that, too. Yeah, I hadn't thought about that. Yeah, that's a thing. 206-421-ROCK, Texas at 77999. What ridiculous thing did you do all because of a dare?
Somebody said, after football practice in high school, I was dared to lick the football that we were using for that entire practice.
Ew.
I did it. Didn't do it for money or anything, just as a dare. And then I got a really bad throat infection that lasted about a week.
Oh, weird. Oh, gross. Damn, dude. Wow. Wow, that's, I mean, talk about punishment not fitting the crime, but I guess it does make sense.
Well, mental note, never lick a football. I didn't know you could get a throat infection from it.
Yeah, I guess you got athlete's foot in the shower, so you get all those sweaty guys with all their germs. I guess that makes sense.
And
the feet are involved too, aren't they? Even though they're not. Oh, yeah.
I don't know. They had shoes on.
Yeah, that's a good point. You're right.
They're not like rubbing their feet on the football.
Well, I mean, maybe they were. Yeah, you know what kind of league this is, Steve.
You know, I never played organized football, so I don't know how things are done.
Well, you know hockey in the locker room, so you know that things can get gnarly.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. We put the pucks down our pants before we play with them.
Oh, do really? You? Oh,
yeah, of course.
I had no idea. Oh. 206-421-ROCK, Texas at 77999. What ridiculous thing did you do all because of a dare?
Well, that's an awkward transition to say, I see your daughter's in the room, BJ.
Let's not talk to her, okay? She doesn't make the best decisions when it comes to these things.
I definitely don't, and mine actually has to do with licking as well.
Okay.
I've done a lot of dares, but the one that always stands out to me is that I got dared to lick the bottom of my boyfriend's, at the time's, shoe from the bottom to the top of it.
Oh my God.
And he was a gnarly guy and like never showered.
Well, I don't shower my shoes on, so I mean.
Well, I know, but like his shoes were so smelly. Like they were, you know, this guy was my first boyfriend.
Lovely.
Yeah.
Who put you up to it? Did he dare you?
No, my friend did. I don't know why. And I just did it.
And he let you?
Yeah, he took off his shoe and handed it to me.
Well, that just goes to show you the kind of quality man that she was dating back then.
Yeah, I didn't get a throat infection, though, so that's good.
I'm sound.
Yeah.
I feel like Johnny Rubbers wouldn't let you do that. He's a man of integrity.
You know, I would hope so.
Yeah, look, you've stepped up so much when I consider what you came from.
I really have.
Honestly, J-Rub says that he doesn't understand that, you know, because he doesn't let you lick his shoes, that's why he's the best guy ever.
And he hasn't been to jail.
And he showers. You know, I mean, the guy just does the basics, which apparently every other boyfriend you have couldn't even get the basics done. Like, hey, how about you don't let people lick your shoes and you shower when you know every once in a while? No problem. Can get that done, sir.
The bar was very low for J-Rubs.
It really was. Oh, and for me too. Like, I was willing to let anybody. It's always, he's not walking on all fours. All right, this guy's the guy.
He's a keeper. He won't make you lick his shoes. Yeah, you should marry this guy.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, wow. I'm interested in Vicky because Vicky, you know what? She'll take a dare. She will take a dare, and you know, because she's not your ordinary girl. Like, she's like, you know what? I don't care what I look like. I'll take a dare to show you guys I'm tougher than you.
And that's basically my entire life. I am a chihuahua. Like, I am this tiny thing, but I like to think that I'm actually tougher than I am. And in middle school, we did this. I don't even know whose idea it was, but it was a dare. We got pizza, and we had these like a salad bar, if you will. But they had peaches and ranch and all the dressings. We had a lot of stuff. So we had to create the most disgusting slice of pizza and then compete to see who would finish it first. Yeah. And I won. Oh, and the other guy threw up. So I'm really the winner there.
Yeah, you are. Did you get a throat infection?
I did not. I don't think.
As long as you stay away from footballs, you're fine.
Yep. Yeah. I didn't lick a football. I should have.
Both lame.
I would have won.
You guys, really?
Yeah, we have a football in the office, you know.
Oh,
I'll save that for OnlyFans.
But it's clean.
Yeah.
Oh, well, we'll have to fix that.
Yeah, play a little bit with it.
It's a Seattle Dragons football.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I haven't used it since.
We got a dad that saved his 4-year-old daughter's life. All thanks to the TV show The Office. Oh, wow, Steve. If you had to save your kid's life, forget about it. You don't watch The Office.
Yeah, well, it's on Peacock, right?
Yeah.
All right, I better start watching.
Yeah. I'll tell you all about this at 747 on The Rock.
Today's podcast was brought to you by Travis Gagne, bankruptcy attorney. He's here right now and has agreed to answer more of your questions about bankruptcy. If I call Travis, will I actually see him or someone who works for him?
Absolutely. When you come in to see my office, when you first call in, my staff will try to help you with any basic questions that you have. I can give you a call back, but they'll usually try to schedule you for a free consultation with me, the attorney, and I'll meet with you personally. We'll talk about the basics of your case, and I'll take you through a question and answer session that usually lasts about 30 minutes. Where we'll get the basics of your financial situation. I can answer your questions, and we can talk about whether bankruptcy makes sense, your non-bankruptcy options, and how bankruptcy could affect you, what the process is.
Thanks, Travis. If you have more questions about bankruptcy, you can reach out to Travis anytime at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com. Thanks for listening.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.